Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you here today for another Read the Word. We love bringing this to you. I'm having a blast doing this. Hope you are too. And I've been thinking to say this to you every time, but remember this. In every video on YouTube that's Read the Word like this, I put timestamps in for each of the chapters, the opening prayer, the opening comments, or any point in there where I feel like I'd make an explanation. That way you can come back to this video, click right on that timestamp. That's four blue numbers. You click on that, and it'll take you to that exact spot in that. It's a great way to rewatch the video. If you want to hear, I want to hear that part again, you just click that blue stamp timestamp, and it'll take you right back to that. And it'll be a blessing to you. Remember, you can contact me at my email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Any way we can be a blessing to you, we want to be a blessing to you. Join me now for our opening prayer that we pray every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I, make it personal, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, here we go. Chap, bunch of ceremonial stuff here. I love it because God's got such order. Verse 1, you shall make an altar to burn incense on. You shall make it of acacia wood. A cubit shall be its length, cubits its width. It shall be square, and two cubits shall be the height. Its horns shall be of one piece with it. You shall overlay its top, its sides all around, its horns with pure gold, and you shall make for it a molding of gold all around. Two gold rings you shall make for it, under the molding on both sides, both its sides. You shall place them on its two sides, and they will be holders for the poles with which to bear it. Verse 5, you shall make the poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and you shall put it before the veil, that is, before the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you. Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning when he tends the lamps. He shall burn incense on it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generation. And you got to know they did it. And that incense was continually being burned. Amazing. Verse 9, you shall not offer strange incense on it, or a burnt offering, or a grain offering, nor shall you pour a drink offering on it. Verse 10, Aaron shall make atonement upon its horns once a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once a year he shall make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord. Can you imagine how serious somebody felt on the inside, being the men that carried that from place to place when they moved? Wow. The ransom money, verse 11. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when you take the census of the children of Israel for their number, then every man shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord. when you number them, that there may be no plague among them when you number them. This is what everyone among you who are numbered shall give, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The half shekel shall be an offering to the Lord. Everyone included among those who are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When you give an offering to the Lord to make atonement for yourselves, and you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord to make atonement for yourself. That's how they're going to take care of the workers. The bronze laver, verse number 17, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, you shall also make a laver of bronze, with the base also of bronze for washing. You shall put it between the tabernacle meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in water from it, when they go into the tabernacle meeting or when they come near the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by the fire to the Lord. They shall wash with water, lest they die. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, lest they die. And it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and his descendants throughout their generations. God was very serious about covering human flesh so that they did not die in his presence. The holy anointing oil, verse 22, this is good. Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take for yourself quality spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet-smelling cinnamon, 250 shekels, 250 shekels of sweet-smelling cane, 500 shekels of cassia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil, verse 25. You shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an atonement compound, according to the art, it shall be a holy anointing oil. With it you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting and the ark of the testimony, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all of its utensils, and the laver and its base. You shall consecrate them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. Verse 30, and you shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister to me as priests. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall be poured on man's flesh, nor shall you make any other like it according to its composition. It is holy. It shall be holy to you. Whoever compounds any like it, whoever puts any of it on an outsider, shall be cut off from his people. Now think about this. Let's get a timestamp here. We have anointing oil. But God does not say, don't put it on the outsider. We're allowed to anoint anyone with oil. And we anoint you with oil for the healing of the sick and for salvation of sin. Put you in the ministry, many different things. In the Old Testament, it wasn't for the outsider. In the New Testament, it's for anyone that a priest, a fivefold minister, will put his hand on and anoint with oil. The incense, verse 34. And the Lord said to Moses, take sweet spices, stacked ancha and cabium, pure frankincense. With these sweet spices, there shall be equal amounts of each. You shall make of these an incense, a compound according to the art of the perfumer, salted, pure, and holy. And you shall beat some of it very fine and put some of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of meeting where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy to you. But as for the incense which you shall make, you shall not make any for yourselves according to its composition. It shall be to you holy for the Lord. For whoever makes any like it to smell it, he shall be cut off from his people. Holy to the Lord. I like how God does that. I think it's awesome. Because that means things are going to stay holy. And they're not going to become cheap. Here we go. Chapter 31. Artisans for the building the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship to design artistic works, to work in gold, silver, bronze, cutting jewels for setting, and carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. I want you to see it. God anointed him with this wisdom. He didn't have it. He went to bed one night, a good old Israelite boy, and woke up the next day, a jeweler, and one that could do all of this work. Intricate design, artistic design. Verse 6, I indeed have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamech of the tribe of Dan, and I put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the mercy seat that is on it, all the furniture of the tabernacle, the table, its utensils, the pure gold lampstand with all of its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver and its base, the garments of ministry, the holy garments for Aaron, the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests, the anointing oil, the sweet incense for the holy place. According that all I have commanded you, they shall do. The Sabbath law, verse 12. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you, shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, the person shall be cut off from among his people. Verse 15, work shall be done for 6 days. But the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. In 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. When he made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God. Wow, wow, wow. Makes you wonder how Moses carried them tablets of stone written with God's finger. Chapter. Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain. People gathered together and to Aaron and said, come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him. Aaron said to them, break off the gold earrings which are in your ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me. All the people broke off the golden earrings that were which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand, and he, want you to notice, he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Moses is up on top of the mountain getting the law. And they're down there building idols. Wow. Verse 5. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings, peace offerings. People sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. It's a bad deal. And the Lord said to Moses, go down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and worshiped it and sacrificed to it and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Wicked, wicked, wicked. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked bunch. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. Moses pleaded with the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians speak and say, he brought them out to harm them, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath and relent from the harm to your people. Makes you wonder why Moses described it as fierce. Remember Abraham, Isaac, Israel, your servants to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. So the Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people. He said he would do harm. Verse 15. Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides, on the one side and on the other. They were written. The tablets were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, there's a noise of war in the camp. But Moses said, it's not the noise of the shout of victory, nor the noise of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing I hear. So it was as soon as they came near the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing. So Moses' anger became hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hand and broke them at the foot of the mountain. Now they caused him to sin. Then he took the calf with which they had made, burned it in the fire, ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the children of Israel drink it. Moses said to Aaron, what did this people do to you, that you have brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron did one of the stupidest things you can do. Start giving excuses. When you've sinned, admit it. You've sinned. Aaron said, do not let the anger of my Lord become hot. You know the people. They are set on evil. For they said to me, make us gods that shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. I said to them, whoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and shazam, a calf came out. That's not what God saw. When Moses saw the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them to their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me. All the sons of Levi gathered together to him. And he said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let every man put his sword on his side and go in and out from entrance to entrance throughout the camp, and let every man kill his brother, every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. Sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and about 3,000 men of the people fell that day. We'll talk about it in the end. Then Moses said, consecrate yourself today to the Lord, that he may bestow on you a blessing this day. For every man has opposed his son and his brother. It came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, you have committed a great sin. So now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. Moses returned to the Lord and said, oh, these people have committed a great sin and have made for themselves a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin. But if not, I pray, blot me out of your book, which you have written. And the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book. That's a pretty serious declaration. Therefore, go lead the people to the place of which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. When I visit for punishment, I will visit punishment upon them for their sins. So the Lord plagued the people because of what they did with the calf which Aaron made. Bye. Now, think about this now. The children of Israel were in Egypt, and one of their gods was a calf. So for 400 years, all of those families worked around that calf and all those wicked idol gods all around them. And they saw people bowing down to them, and they saw that. And how quickly we forget the wonderful things that God has done for us. And we shouldn't. You have to make a remembrance in your heart so you won't forget what God has done. Because they bowed down to a golden calf, and Aaron, the priest, made it. What kind of knucklehead is that? That's wicked. Now, and yet God is merciful to him, and he's merciful to you and me also. Let's pray the prayer of salvation, like we do every time we come here. Because I want you and me to give everybody who shows up that's new an opportunity to be a believer. Pray this with me. In 60 seconds, your life will change forever. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
You
give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
So I understand the word.
Understand the word.
So I pray in my heavenly language.
I pray in my heavenly language.
So I live a successful life as a believer every day.
So I live a successful life. life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Share this everywhere. You'll notice in the notes of this program tonight, I actually put the link in there to the full playlist of all of these Read the Words. So you can click on that, start at the top, and go through it all again. You got a friend, a buddy that wants to listen, send that link to them, and it'll help them get caught up all the way through it. Every one of the sessions is in that playlist, and that'll be a blessing. We sure do love you. Appreciate your friendship and partnership. We're glad to hear the testimonies of how it's actually changing your life. Send me an email. Tell me, Pastor, I got born again tonight. Send me one so I can be your friend and help you walk with God. Until we see you again tomorrow morning, right here, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Blog Talk Radio, I'll say it again to you. Always remember you can find me on my website, www.samueljcottle.com. You can send me an email at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And it will be a blessing to you and cause you to be able to walk with God. We've got so much available that we can help you with. Share this with anybody you know in any nation you know who wants to read the Word. Till tomorrow morning, we sure do love you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen.